The heavy, wet snow was mixed with strong winds and lightning, bringing down a 2,000-foot television tower in Eau Claire and leading to at least two serious house fires in Marathon County. Public schools and technical colleges closed for the day as homeowners tried to dig out. Charlotte Bannock winces as she snowblows her driveway in a West Side Wausau neighborhood.
I hate it. I hate it with a passion. You get the wind that kicks it back in your face and then you can't see nothing.
Around the corner, Jennifer Terrio uses a shovel to remove more than a foot of wet snow from her sidewalk.
But I don't like shoveling the snow. No, it's really heavy. Kind of stinks.
Down the street, Christian Gontard has placed a rug under the wheels of his snowed-in car.
It's just surprising. I mean, I didn't expect it this late in the year, but it'll melt hopefully this week.
A nearby resident, Dustin Bickford, is taking a stroll through the neighborhood with snowshoes on his feet.
I'm kind of enjoying the four seasons right now, but it's supposed to be spring.
And at Lincoln Elementary School, head custodian Teresa Hoffman is missing her daughter's ninth birthday and working, even though the school is closed.
I have to remove the snow. Custodial staff works.
Hoffman, like a lot of central Wisconsin residents, is taking the early spring storm in stride. She says her daughter was also able to build a snowman on her birthday a few years ago. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.